I'd like to discuss a point that we referenced in the drush on Shabbos. Some of you weren't there. We spoke about the parsha which opens Shoftim v'Shoftim titein l'cha b'chol sharecha, appointing judges, and we learned the drushes Haran together. The Ran suggests, or he posits, that there are two roles that need to happen in Klal Yisrael. One is upholding Torah, and that is in the realm of the Dayanim and the Shoftim. And the Ran pointed out that there could be instances where the Torah's laws, as far as they got their governance of society, might not actually meet the needs of any given society. It's possible that they won't deal with all the situations that a society will occur in a society. And for that purpose, Hashem also set up the position of a melech to fill in the gaps of a beis din. And therefore, the role of the beis din, of the shoftim, is to uphold Torah law, whether or not it solves the ills of society. And in those gaps that are left by what Torah will set down, the role of the melech is to fill that gaps and to take care of all the gaps and to make sure society runs functionally, society runs smoothly and effectively. That's what the Ran said. Now, I want to add a prat and then maybe ask a question on that. If the Ran is telling us that the purpose of the beis din of the shoftim are nothing but letter of the law, shara, or din, they have to follow halach, they uphold halach, but there's no room for adjusting things based on the needs of the community. In other words, there's no room for a horaz shah. The horaz shah is all in the realm of a melech. So the Ran is bothered by, what do you mean? But we have numerous gemaras that says that based in our makim va'onshim shalom min hadin, that when the need is called for, if there's a rampage of thefts, then the beis din could punish even without the regular due process that a beis din would normally have to function with. So how can you tell me, asked the Ran on himself, that the beis din only functions in the realm of halacha, pure halacha, and never deals with, you know, the intricacies and the difficulties of society itself outside of the realm of halacha? We have this concept that beis din amakim va'onshin shalom in hadin. Even when halacha doesn't call for something, if the beis din sees a need, they can deal with it as they see fit. So that the Ran answers very simply. He says, no, you got it all wrong. That power to deal with specific circumstances that may arise is only in the hands of the melech. Oh, but what happens in a time in history when there is no melech? Then the beis din adopts not only its own position of maintaining halacha, but they also adopt the role that the melech is supposed to play, but there is no melech. So then the beis din will get that added ability, that added jurisdiction of maintaining social whatever, maintaining everything well, going well in society, and that's what the beis din can do in the absence of a melech. So the Ran comes out that really essentially there's a melech and there's a batei din, there's a shoftim. In the absence of a melech, then the shoftim can operate in both positions. That's the Ran and the drush
Saran. What about Navi? Doesn't a Navi also have a role there?
A Navi does not adjudicate, and a Navi does not set rules or implement things. A Navi tells you Dvar Hashem.
He does
the Haraz Shah, maybe not that impacts other people. He has the right to do a Haraz Shah to be Makriv Karbanos. What? Does he have the right to impact other people with his Haraz Shah? I mean, he can do whatever he wants, whatever Hashem tells him to do. That's the answer. If Hashem tells him, he does it. Period. Whatever Hashem does, we don't ask questions. Fine. The Avnei Nezer, in the tshuva that we began yesterday, where he talks about giving the inheritance of a Rav who passed away to his son or his son-in-law. So the Avnei Nezer, in that context, talks about this Joshua Saran. And he raises a question on this Joshua Saran, raises numerous questions. We'll mention one now. He says, wait a second. You're telling me, Mr. Ran, Rabbi Ran, you told me that when there's a melech, then the melech is in charge of Haraz Shah types of issues. And the beis din only has to can only work with regular, you know, stum of the mill sack of a beis din. He says, wait a second, I have a story. Story that appears in the Gemara in Yevamos. Maisa, says the Gemara in Yevamos, Be'echad sherochav al sus b'shabbos. Right, somebody violated the Issa d'Rabbanan of riding a horse on Shabbos. And presumably, the Chachamim felt that that was going to sort of like a Shabbos switch. One person's going to start doing it, then other people are going to, you know, follow suit. So they wanted to nip it in the bud. And therefore, they view the Beis Din, v'sikluhu. They gave him skila. This is an Issa d'Oraisa or an Issa d'Rabbanan to ride a horse? It's an Issa d'Rabbanan. So how can you give him skila? Ah, if Avnei Nezer, what do we see? We see that the Beis Din was implementing a Horaz Shah, and this was in the time of the Yavanim. We know with how, we know that there was a Melech in the time of the Yavanim. There was a Melech in the time of the Yavanim. At least that's what he's assuming. He says, I apologize, I take that back. Not that there was a Melech. He says, but the Koach of a Melech, let's say the Beis Din was acting, they killed him with the Koach of the Melech. What is the Koach of the Melech? We'll finish with this. What is the Koach of a Melech? He brings the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Koach of a Melech is, if there's a murderer who you can't catch based on regular due process, then the Melech could come and kill the guy, even Shalom and Hadid. But the role of the Melech is only to solve cases like murder, but not necessarily when somebody does something that's not a religious practice, like breaks Shabbos. The role of the Melech to kill somebody, the Rambam says, is only if he's a murderer type of person, not if he's just doing something that breaks Shabbos. So how could we say that the Bezdin will take over the role of the Melech and kill a guy for Chilul Shabbos? Even the Melech doesn't have that role. And that's one critique that the Avnei Nezer has on the Judge Sarai.
Okay, we'll finish with this.
Okay, so we'll finish with this.